This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. Here's some of the latest news from Iraq, followed by Iraq news we normally wouldn't hear. A car bomb exploded today in Baghdad, killing at least one person. It happened on the same day that people were burying the dead from yesterday's violence. Scores of people were reported killed. In one incident, Iraqi police say the United States was involved in a raid on a mosque. The Iraqi police say that raid led to the deaths of nearly two dozen Shiite militiamen. The U.S. military is telling a different story. Americans say that Iraqi forces, with American support, struck a meeting hall and freed a hostage.
Those conflicting reports mean it is probably a busy morning inside a room at the United States State Department. Last week, a phone call arrived in that room here in Washington.
Hey, how you doing?
The call came from Baghdad, where the caller was tracking a news story.
Is that playing in the Iraqi media, the local media, or at all?
Yeah, it's starting to, certainly on the satellite channels.
From an American point of view, the news was not good.
And of course, it's quite grisly.
Arab television showed images of blood and body bags, Iraqi civilians allegedly killed by Americans.
You know, it looks bad, and it's being portrayed in a fairly grisly manner. I'm not sure where some of this video footage is coming from.
We heard that call inside the State Department's new Rapid Response Center. The people inside this room are just one part of an effort to repair a major problem, the declining image of the United States overseas.
Thanks for the report.
Now, there's also, there's a lot of third anniversary negative commentary coming in. I mean, some of it is not bad.
We came here to get a better view of how the world sees us and what the government is doing about it. The speakerphone is surrounded by a handful of people who speak Arabic and other languages. They, in turn, are surrounded by computers and giant flat-screen TVs showing the Arabic channels Al Jazeera and Al Arabiya.
This is all stuff you don't see on the U.S. television. This is what Arabs are seeing.
One particular story that Arabs are seeing is of special interest to the State Department's Adam Erley. It started last November. That's when the U.S. said a roadside bomb killed civilians in Haditha, Iraq. Then, last week, Time magazine reported the civilians were really killed by American troops seeking revenge for the roadside bomb. The allegations got limited attention in the U.S. media. But the monitors here in the Rapid Response Center show that video of the bodies is now displayed on Al Arabiya.
There are two aspects to this whole process. One is, what are the problems we have to deal with? The second is, what do we say? You know, what's our message?
Which is what the people in the room at the State Department begin to hash out. Half a dozen people crowd around a computer screen.
We've got more messaging than this, don't we?
I'm trying to put in something that is not so dry as... There's nothing there that says we regret the loss of civilian life, which we do always. We can say that without...
Can we say we don't target civilians?
And we can say that, too.
So if this sounds a little like the war room in a presidential campaign, that may be no accident. The center was started by Karen Hughes, the former communications advisor to President Bush. Now she's the new top State Department official for what's called public diplomacy.
We do not target civilians. Any loss of civilian lives is regrettable.
She assigned a career diplomat named Duncan McGinnis to set up this office, sending information to top officials and to every U.S. embassy around the world.
The ambassador, for instance, in Cairo now has something. He's aware of this, so when he goes out today and he talks to Egyptians publicly and otherwise, he can actually say, let me reiterate that we don't target civilians, blah, blah, blah.
And might the ambassador in Cairo then be getting back to you through his staff by tomorrow to say, what you gave me to say was useless?
It's really inadequate to the anger over this? They will say that. We had a problem when we had the secret prisons in Europe.
At first, the State Department had almost nothing to say about a Washington Post story that the U.S. was holding detainees overseas. On this story, the department again has limited information about how civilians were really killed in Haditha, Iraq. So as Duncan McGinnis types, a colleague hands him a printout of words that were used after another story.
That's what we had for a kind of a white phosphorus.
Oh, here we go. That's good. I like it. The loss of any innocent life is a tragedy.
This is not the first U.S. effort to burnish its image abroad. It is the government's latest effort to communicate with itself, to get timely information to officials around the world.
It's an enormous problem. The government often does, the right hand doesn't know what the left hand is doing.
That's John Brown, a longtime employee of the State Department, and before that, the U.S. Information Agency. He resigned in protest before the war in Iraq. Now he runs a blog that collects news on public diplomacy. Brown is one of several experts outside and inside the government who say a rapid response is only one small part of improving the nation's image.
This is intensely personal work. It's not sending emails to Washington all day. It's going out there and getting to know the people who matter in a certain society.
Is there a connection between those years of work seeding a country and the way that people finally listen to the United States when there's a controversy and the U.S. is trying to get its side of the story out?
Well, I think that if, you know, the information section of an embassy has done its job properly, people will be much more willing to listen to the United States, even if the message is not particularly to their liking, if, in fact, the groundwork has been laid.
The Bush administration is pledging to shift resources to key nations, everything from diplomats to scholarships, anything to increase U.S. connections with increasingly hostile places.
Rapid response.
In the rapid response room, Duncan McGinnis says that kind of contact is needed.
It's the old thing of, have you stopped beating your wife? You know, I mean, there's no answer to that question because you already put in the frame. If you get out early, you can set the frame. Something simple as environmental issues. The U.S. has always put in the frame of anti-Kyoto. The anti-Kyoto frame says, without even knowing what the story is, and an anti-Kyoto frame is the U.S. is a big polluter that doesn't care about the environment. Iraq is a negative story frame. Everything that gets put in that frame tends to be negative. And certainly an atrocity story, no matter what you do, is a negative frame. Much of the world lives on conspiracy and innuendo. So the crazy conspiracy stories, things such as, you know, the U.S. is responsible for this tsunami because it set off a hydrogen bomb or something.
I hadn't heard that one.
Yes, that's actually appeared in the Turkish press.
When you think about the job that you do here, are you sometimes tempted toward cliches like finger in the dike, rearranging deck chairs?
No, because I view it more as a challenge for us to come up with new ways of doing things.
By about 7:30 in the morning, Washington time, people in this room send out a daily summary of key stories, along with suggestions on what to say about them.
I think now we're in a phase where we have ambassadors, cabinet officials who need less detail rather than more.
The group hammers out the best statement it can about the Iraqis killed in Haditha.
Let's see. The loss of any innocent life is a tragedy. We do not target civilians. We do not target civilians.
We do not target civilians. I think that's a pretty simple message. An ambassador will get that.
Later, the State Department's Duncan McGinnis gives us one more look at what his team is up against.
This was actually broadcast at 10:02 GMT this morning.
A member of his group consults a computer database and calls up the images of civilian casualties as broadcast on Arab television.
That video, it's not entirely clear what's happening, but it's pretty powerful video. Blood everywhere, body bags.
Yes. One of the things we're working on trying to get a handle on is images. You know that if you show an image and the text is totally opposite, people remember the image, not the text. You can show an American soldier building a school in Iraq, but what an Arab might see is an American soldier occupying an Arab country, even though it's doing good things. And so the image is often more powerful than the message.
That's just some of what's happening out of sight of many Americans, developments that U.S. officials are straining to understand and contain. Tomorrow we'll talk to Karen Hughes, the presidential advisor in charge of selling the United States abroad.
You know, there's also the second story that appeared yesterday about 11 people being killed last Wednesday. Has that been picked up at all? We saw it in Knight Ridder.
That's out there, as is the secret unit out at out by the airbase for the interrogation zone.
Right.
So all of these things are percolating at the moment.